Michael.
Hello, I missed your call. How are you?
You sick?
Huh?
You just don't sound like you're doing so good.
I'm not. You know what? This is like not going away. Yesterday I was out because my husband had, you know, he's got a lot of doctor's appointments coming up because he's got a procedure March 1st. He's having surgery because we had to postpone it because he had gotten sick. So yesterday I was out because we had to take care of some stuff for him. And then I don't know, because you know it's raining really bad out here. So I don't know. I have the sinus infection. It's not going away. The antibiotics are not working. And then I got wet. And I don't know if that made it worse or what the heck is going on. So I'm just like, this is not the business, put it that way. But I noticed I had missed calls from you, and I'm like, oh, my number one guy, he's missing me, obviously.
you can lay that bullshit on thick, can't you?
Hey, I can't BS a BSer, right?
Right. I just happened at, you know, HVAC contractors near me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Liberty Services is on the first page, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's really fucking weird. Like, they've got Liberty Services on the first page, but absolutely no Google review whatsoever. Zero.
You know, I saw that the team right now is working on getting those reviews over, because I had saw a note on there, and I saw that they were doing something, grabbing the reviews, so that way they're on that page. Interesting, right? I sent them a message, too, just to kind of follow up on that.
And I never do that, okay? I just never look. What I was looking for was find out just how many guys had the Google guarantee. And
yeah.
And
then you saw yourself first, but no reviews on there.
Well, I just happened to scroll down. I didn't press the mic. I just happened
to
scroll down. There it was on the first page, but it looked different than the rest of them. I said, that's kind of funky. I said, I wonder what they do about that. That's different, because it told me that I'm still at the background check observation.
Yeah, that's still going on. I reached out to Ivan, and I know he's waiting to hear back from Evident ID. I told him, what's going on? And he's like, sometimes it's like a glitch on their system. It's not on your end. So he reached out to them, and he's waiting for them to get back with him. It's happened before in the past, I guess, to someone else where there was like a delay on their end. I'm like, well, man, does it typically take this long? And he's like, no, it doesn't. And I did find the Liberty HVAC you were talking about that shows with no reviews. I know they're working on that one, because you had – there was like another Liberty profile of yours, so I know that they're combining the two so that it's just the one with all the reviews.
You want to sell fucking bars, girl, because you can really lay the bullshit out there, can't you?
Oh,
wow.
Geez. Do you really think I'm BSing you? Really?
Girl, I know. I can smell bullshit. A fucking 10 miles.
Well, you must be smelling it over on that end, because it ain't over here. That's for sure.
Yeah. She's
oh, come on. I know what I'm talking about, Michael. Trust me, I do.
You got yourself fucking fooled.
I'm reading this. Google to mark Google Business as duplicate to start claim 14 days. The reviews are in the existing Google Business profile, and it shows that you had 8 reviews that were in the Google existing profile. So that's what they're working on, to have those reviews on the profile that you're currently seeing right now. Because when there's duplicates, Google doesn't want you having multiple Google Business profiles. They want you to have one, right? Our job is to combine those two so that the one with the most reviews is the one that stays. So it's a process of what they're doing. I saw the note, in fact, this morning when I came in. I see that April's working on it.
You do know I don't know. I don't know a fucking thing.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
I got
so
no
there's
idea.
A, there is a profile that you have on Google, right? Not the one that you found. There's another profile that has 8 reviews. So what April, the team is doing is they're taking those 2 different Google business profiles that you have and they're merging them into one profile because that's what Google wants, one profile. So I see that April has been in the account. So April's really good. So when I see her hands on it, then I know it's being definitely worked on. Not that the other ones don't do work, but April is specifically for that particular profile. So I see that she's on it. So I'm going to just message her to ask her how much longer is it going to be before those reviews are now showing on the one that you found.
God damn it.
Did I lose you? What happened? You stopped breathing?
I'm typing on a tab. Fingers are so fucking big.
It's like, Jesus. What, do you have an iPhone?
No, it's a tablet. See, I wear 3X gloves.
Uh-huh.
You got to order them things. It's kind of like I wear 11 and a half 5E boots.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1". But it's just these, my fingers are probably big as 2 of these little square things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to.
I know my husband, when he buys gloves, he has to go to, what places does he go to where he goes to buy the gloves? Because even like the double X gloves, those don't even.
It hurts my thumb. It wants to, when I go to stick my hands in.
They're like too tight. And when he takes them off, it's like, I call them mittens. I'm all, dude, like your hands look like mitts.
Mm-hmm.
Like a baseball mitt.
Don't y'all, I said, what the fuck, don't y'all. You got medium-sized shoes. My shoes are so fucking wide until, you know, my daughter says she's got webbed feet.
Webbed feet. I'm dead. You know what? Even like my husband's almost 6'3", but when he goes to the hospital, they have to get one of the other beds that has extension because he's like, dude, I can't. This is ridiculous. He's like, because the bed, like, literally, his feet are hanging off. And the nurses are like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Me. Even when they bring him, like, the hospital socks, he can't stand them, right? And they'll tell him, no, you have to wear the hospital socks. And he's like, do you guys have anything bigger? Like, these barely even go over my feet. Like, there's no, they don't even fit.
I go, these fucking socks might cut the circulation off to my feet.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, a lot of times I'm looking at these people and go, really, y'all got medium gloves and y'all sell medium shoes. No wonder these women get divorced. These guys got nothing. They got zero. They got no equipment whatsoever. All of these old guys, it's just all these other generations, they got no testosterone.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, don't they make children? I said, that's why the kids out in the farmland, that's why those kids are so big. Because, you know, they eat the real food. All these other kids, they don't eat shit. They just eat junk. I got to get I'm wearing it now that I really need. This guy was showing how to do some stuff this afternoon. He says, man, you need a new pair of boots. I said, I've ordered a new pair of boots a month ago. I'm waiting for
it. Are you serious? It takes that long for you to get your boots?
Uh-huh. That's what I said. I said, he said, just go down to Walmart. I said, really? Walmart 2X boots. I got a I tried one of my toenails to fall off right because it's so low. They're so small. They're too small.
Don't you typically use steel toe? Do you wear steel toe?
I can't do steel toe. I hurt my toes.
Yeah. There was there was a site that my husband used to go to. They're kind of like tennis shoes, but they're shop shoes. My brother, because my brother-in-law is a mechanic, right? He owns his own mechanic shop. So when my husband worked with him, he used to buy the shoes off that site. I can't remember the name of it, but because my husband has a big wide foot, you know what I mean? So he can't just go to any store and just buy shoes. Like, it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean?
My mom used to say, everybody thought we were broke because you used to have to run around barefooted. I said, why? She goes, because no baby shoes would fit your feet. I'm like, well, hell, I didn't know.
I remember the Buster Brown shoes. Those shoes were hideous.
Yeah.
I told my husband, do you remember the Buster Browns? He's all, I sure do. I go, those were the most ugliest looking shoes. But, I mean, it's what they got you. Those were the best shoes.
They fit. Yeah. They were built like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, as soon as I hear back from Ivan, from Evident, you'll hear from me right away.
Well, here's what my game plan is. And I'm going to
Okay,
let you
what is it? Okay.
As soon as Google Guarantee kicks in, I'm going to go put my signage on my other trucks, and then I'm trying to correlate that pretty much in the same
okay.
week.
Okay.
So
all right. I will. Have a
good
day. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.